Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So happy Flag Day. Also happy primary day. It's primary day. I believe Maine, South Carolina, and Nevada. It's a huge, huge day in Nevada. I'm going to be on later tonight with Steve Sanchez on KDWN 101.5 FM 720 AM KDON with Patrick Casale, Steve Thompson to talk about the results and give you guys the live election results. So Ken Thompson, I'm sorry, from SportsX Radio. So it's going to be a great, great night. We're going to kind of cover some of the what's going on with the Nevada primary. We are looking at, you know, some pretty significant Senate races, governor races, and so we'll keep you guys posted. There obviously are some favorites, some people that we think are going to, you know, come out ahead, but the whole landscape right now around the primaries seem to be hijacked by this sort of narrative or this talking point that the media wants to keep us focusing on you know, election fraud and Trump's lies and things like that. And I don't want people distracted. As I said yesterday, I just keep seeing the media distract. The primary is extremely important, and our choice does not necessarily reflect on how we feel about how mail-in ballots, you know, were effective, or how up and up we thought the election was. And sadly, I keep seeing in the media this twist and this manipulation of, well, if you're voting for this person, it's because you think that Joe Biden should have never won the election. Or if you think, you know, why can't you like a candidate? Why can't you support a candidate? Why can't you support a candidate who you think did a great job when they were in a previous office, and you think they're going to do a great job for Nevada or South Carolina or Maine? But all I see across the headlines is how this is supposed to be a testament to Trump's control or Trump's influence. And, you know, come on, just stop it already. Let us have a primary. Let these states have a primary, pick challengers to the Democrat or the Republican incumbent, and let us go through the beautiful, you know, constitutionally protected liberty of us having an election without trying to taint it and subjugate everybody to this stereotype of being, you know, I don't know, extreme or anti-election or anti-Trump or anti-Biden or whatever. And I understand what people want to do. They're nervous. They're nervous about where the midterms are going to be. So, you know, I think if I could word it without being inappropriate on air, it's messed up. Okay, let us have our elections. Let us do what we need to do. This is a part of the American process, and let's enjoy it. And on top of that, today is Flag Day. So June 14th is Flag Day, and, you know, we're celebrating our flag. The flag, actually, very interestingly, Flag Day had to be recommended. I looked this up on history. Apparently, when we were in the midst of the American Revolution, the colonists were not fighting under a single united flag. All the colonies, I guess, had their own flags. And in June of 1775, the Second Continental Congress met in Philadelphia to create the Continental Army with the hopes of a more organized battle, which then led to the first American flag with continental colors. The flag had 13 red and white alternating stripes and a Union Jack in the corner, but it looked too similar to the British flag. So George Washington was like, okay, wait a second. If we have a flag that looks like the British flag, that's not going to do a lot for confidence. So then they changed the flag, making it 13 stripes alternating red and white, with the Union being 13 stars, white in a blue field, representing a new constellation. And that was roughly the start of the flag we have today. About 100 years later, in 1916, President Woodrow Wilson marked the anniversary of that decree and officially established June 14th as Flag Day. That always kind of... I always wonder about that. Did they realize it was June 14th? I mean, I know that they had days and calendars, you know, but to me, I just kind of wonder, I go, did they really know that it was, you know, okay, this is June 14th, so this is the day we're going to, you know, make this the Flag Day holiday. But so we honor our flag, and, you know, what does Flag Day mean to me? You know, we didn't really celebrate Flag Day a lot as kids because we were out of school. I think we were supposed to be off school. Some places didn't have us off school, but because it was the summertime, not much was done. Maybe we'd wave our flags and then we'd get ready for 4th of July coming up a couple weeks later. But Flag Day to me is a lot more significant, especially with recent events in this year, with what we're seeing with Ukraine and the Russian war. And, you know, when I see the American flag, it is to me a beacon of hope. It's a beacon of liberty, and it reminds us and it reminds the world that there are people who can enjoy freedom. And when I see people kind of, you know, want to burn the flag and step on it and hate it, I get that people are frustrated with the country. I get people are frustrated with their president. They're frustrated with previous presidents. They're frustrated with certain things going on. But the flag, it shouldn't be about the flag. The flag itself is a beacon. It's a flag. It's a marker. It's a symbol of what we have, what we are lucky to have, what our forefathers and foremothers fought for, what everybody in this country, you know, had to go through, and many people who helped make this country great were really stricken, you know, by you know, evil forces, and you know, our country has definitely had some moments in their time and in their past that we're not proud of. But all of us that are around today, right, you know, are the result of all that blood, sweat, tears, and sacrifice that went into it. And so when I see the flag, I'm grateful. And I wish other countries had a flag like ours. I wish other countries had what our flag means to us. And I'm really grateful. And I'm especially grateful we could have primaries, we could have elections. And, you know, let's just, you know, take a moment and appreciate what we have. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Alex, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we're going to get this all set. So when I was in training, we had, sadly, people come in who were homeless, who had major lower extremity infections of their toes and of their feet, and they would be full of maggots. And I, as a medical student or as a resident, would immediately want to start cleaning them off. Well, as a medical student, as a resident, I knew not to. But as a medical student, I'm like, okay, I need to do something. You know, it was interesting, when you were in training years ago, you'd get yelled at if you were just standing around not helping. So you just jump in. And if you waited to be asked, you got in trouble. So you just had to jump in, which was tricky because you're not always allowed to jump in, you know, because you don't have that training. But for those people who were waiting to be asked to do something, that was a big no-no. So I would see maggots and I would start cleaning it off. And the ER doc would come in and say, stop it. Leave the maggots. I'm like, why? You have something else for me to do? They're like, no, the maggots are helping. Let the maggots do their thing. And I was like, really? And I'm seeing the foot covered in them. And I'm worried that this man's going to lose his foot. And they're like, look, while we're doing the test, let the maggots do their thing. So we've known for decades that we share this world with insects and beings and animals that can actually help us heal. And maggots have been used in medical settings to help debride dead necrotic tissue. Maggots are very precise about what they glean and eat from a rotting body part. And the debridement part of it can actually help the person heal. So while many ERs might let the maggots sit a little bit while they're getting the blood work and all that and then take them into surgery and clean it up and debride and all that, Tufts apparently had no other choice but to bring in maggots as maggot therapy. According to MSN, it was a last-ditch effort to heal a large ulcer on his backside, so it was probably a tushy ulcer. It had gotten progressively worse despite doctor's surgical efforts to remove dead tissue and help it heal. The infection was also resistant to many antibiotics. So Dr. Frederick Gale, who works at Tufts, said this was a huge team effort. The wound was too severe for the patient to undergo any more operations, and the guy was about to go to hospice. So instead, they ended up using maggot therapy because they believe the maggots will clean up the dead tissue as well as secrete certain enzymes or certain substances that will help promote wound healing. Nature is just amazing. It's fantastic. So Gale said he consulted Dr. Ron Sherman, who specializes in maggot therapy. 3,000 maggots were brought in. Bring in the maggots! And they were sterile, and they only ate dead tissue, because you don't want them to go and, you know, eat healthy tissue as well. But usually the maggots have only an affinity for the dead tissue. The maggots were applied and secured with a caged dressing, so it kept them in place so they wouldn't be flying around the room. But the caged dressing allowed them to breathe. When the maggots had their fill, they left the area, and then the doctors were able to remove them. Tufts had only done one maggot therapy before, and they said, and the first case was nothing like the magnitude of this. They said, along with eating away the dead tissue, the maggots helped to stimulate granulation tissue, or the healing, according to Dr. Gale. He said, this tissue is filled with new blood vessels, which turn a wound into a site of healing. And they said, within a couple days, the wound had a completely new personality. And it's fantastic. And maggots are cheap, by the way. I mean, if you guys are worried about what Medicare for All is going to cover or public option, I am pretty sure they're going to cover the maggots. It was a complicated wound. It was cavernous, meaning, cavitated, like a big, huge cavity. And multiple medical teams thought that this was going to be very, very challenging. So they brought in the maggots. The maggots go where the food is. And they had a great time taking care of it. So they said, medical grade maggots are more sterile. They didn't just let, you know, dirty outside maggots jump on. They had this a little bit more choreographed. But you can even genetically engineer and maybe even later manipulate these maggots to do certain things. So the problem people have are these ulcers. And some of you have been, let's say, wheelchair bound, or you have diabetes, or you get these ulcers that just don't heal. And you're taking the antibiotic, you're letting it get some air, you know, you're trying to elevate it and all that, and it just doesn't heal. And it's because there's multiple processes involved. One is you don't have good blood flow. If you don't have good blood flow, you can't get those healing components in there. So you need something to stimulate the blood flow. That's why I'm a big fan of hyperbaric oxygen. I think that can work really, really well on certain wounds. But another problem is when you do have an infection, you have dying tissue, or you have tissue that's not very healthy. So sometimes we need to debride. We need to take away that bad tissue because it's a distraction for the body. The body is taking so much time trying to heal infected tissue. That's why surgeons debride it, because they're like, look, it's not going to recover. It's not going to have the integrity it once had. Let's clean it off so that we have a nice fresh wound. You know, sometimes you have to cut to heal. And the debridement of it is very, very significant. The thing is it sounded like they did that with this gentleman, and they couldn't debride anymore. They already cut. The dead tissue was still happening. Maybe it was a type of bacteria or type of infection that just kept killing the surrounding tissue, and you could only do so much. I mean, sometimes, you know, you get these ulcers, these sacral ulcers that go down to the bone, and then you need grafts, and it's pretty debilitating. So the maggots could, on a microscopic level, start eating away at the dead tissue. It's absolutely fantastic. And then sometimes there are secretions, again, stimulate the blood flow, and then the granulation tissue will hopefully grow. And, you know, I don't have pictures. I don't know if they completed the case study where we could see the pictures of what happened with the maggots. But I know a lot of you guys are grossed out by it, and you're like, oh, no. But I bring this up, not because I want to gross you guys out, but because we as humans have come up with all these medical advancements, and we think we got it licked. We think we know everything there is to know about medicine, and we forget that there has been other entities assisting in the healing process for centuries, way before we came up with an antibiotic, or way before we came up with robotic surgery or hyperbaric oxygen. And for us to be able to fight these superbugs, and for us to be able to fight these very debilitating illnesses that people get, I've always said this, where we might need to go back to old school. Remember I told you there was this one hospital that brought in leeches? There was somebody, I forget what it was, I got to look it up. It was a case report where this person wasn't healing, and there was, I forget what the condition was, but they actually brought in sterile leeches, let the person undergo bloodletting, and then the person ended up starting to have a better outcome. Now, I'm not saying we're going to go back to leeches, we're going to go back to maggot therapy, but keep in mind, we are going to start to re-embrace some of the older sort of tools that we have used for years. A lot of the botanicals, plants, silver, metals. You know, we used to treat gonorrhea, chlamydia. We used to treat infections in the Civil War with silver nitrate. Silver is a antipathogen. It's an antimicrobial. Now, it's expensive, but there are things that we used to use. It would work, because obviously we're all alive today, so obviously something worked. It wasn't that we all had fantastic immune systems with all the malnourishment, but as we came up with better treatments to help save more lives, we started to forget that there were these other treatments out there that seemed to work. So just be on the lookout. Also be prepared that as we're looking at food shortages, there's going to be another big push for insects and edible insects. And I know nobody wants to eat insects, and nobody wants to be even thinking about, you know, chewing on grasshoppers and crickets and cockroaches and all that. But I think as a food source, we're going to start to see, not that I'm looking forward to it, you can't even cover it in chocolate, I'm not going to eat it. But we are going to probably be seeing insects and things from our caveman past coming back to use. So, yeah, it's a good story. It's a fantastic story. Hopefully none of you guys ever have a sacral ulcer or a wound ulcer or a diabetic toe. Key is try not to get diabetes, and key is to make sure that as soon as you have skin breakdown, you get this addressed right away. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Representative Sean Kasten's 17-year-old daughter, Gwen Kasten, died Monday morning. The Illinois Democrat's office said Gwen died inside the family's home in Downers Grove. No other details were given. 33 large wildfires are burning across five U.S. states this hour. 20 blazes are burning in Alaska, 6 in New Mexico, 3 each in California, Arizona, and 1 in Texas. The multi-day heat wave that began in the southwest has expanded to the central and southern United States and is now spreading to the Great Plains and then into the Mississippi Valley and southeast through midweek.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
The Rolling Stones canceled their concert in Amsterdam on Monday, just hours before it was due to start. Lead singer Mick Jagger tested positive for COVID-19. USA Radio News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has tested positive for COVID-19 for a second time. This all happened days after an in-person meeting with President Biden. He says he will follow public health guidelines for isolating. Trudeau claims the symptoms are mild because of the vaccine and booster shots he received. Ohio is giving teachers the green light to carry firearms in the classroom.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a bill that would allow teachers to be armed in the classroom. The law requires up to 24 hours of training and up to 8 hours of annual training. The trainings must be approved by the Ohio School Safety Center. Several of the Buckeye State's big city mayors, all Democrats, criticized the bill and faulted Republicans for not considering any gun control proposals. The measure was opposed by major law enforcement groups, gun control advocates, and the state's teachers union. Only a handful of police departments and school districts supported the measure. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this topic really throws some salt on the wound. This topic really makes people cringe because we for 2.5 years saw this country completely lose their mind when it came to liberties and people's decisions about vaccinating or not. And it's a very interesting study that has come out. And it's survey-based, though. So, you know, survey-based to me, I put a little less weight because, you know, can people lie? You know, but this study found that unvaccinated people were less likely to be hospitalized for COVID than vaccinated people. Now, this comes from after 2.5 years of, well, about 1.5 years of data saying vaccination kept you out of the hospital. Vaccination kept you out of the hospital. But this was published in ResearchGate. It was a study called Self-Reported Outcomes, Choices, and Discrimination Among a Global COVID-19 Unvaccinated Cohort. And what they did, this survey, presented data from more than 18,500 respondents from a control group project with more than 300,000 overall participants. And the analysis revealed that compared to those who got the vaccine, unvaccinated people reported fewer hospitalizations. Now, I know that seems shocking and counterintuitive, but I have some theories as to why that happened. They say the international survey also found that unvaccinated people from more than 175 countries were more likely to self-care to prevent and manage COVID-19 infection. They used natural products like vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, quercetin, and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Many participants experienced discrimination for refusing the administration of, quote, genetic vaccines, according to MSN.com, and struggled with mental health burdens due to the stigma in the mostly, quote, unquote, vaccinated society. They said since the participants were self-selected and self-reported, the survey findings had to be interpreted with care compared to statistics or studies based on randomly selected populations. Now, this was published in the Alliance for Natural Health International. So the participants admitted to avoiding vaccines due to their preference for natural medicine interventions and skepticism of pharmaceutical interventions. They also voiced distrust of government information and fear of the possible adverse events of the vaccines in the long run. Now, the survey was conducted September 2021 through February 2022. During that period, patients experienced mild to moderate COVID-19 infection and were infrequently hospitalized. They said a number of female participants suffered menstrual and bleeding abnormalities, prompting the researchers who analyzed the data to surmise that the issues might have been caused by the spike protein exposure and shedding. And we've talked about periods and the effect of vaccines and COVID on that. But I want to go back to this concept of the unvaccinated were less likely to be hospitalized. And I totally get that theory that many people that, patients that I had that had told me, nope, they didn't want to vaccinate, they did take these other measures. Some of them were, I'm going to be more careful. I'm not vaccinated. I'm going to wear a mask. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to take my vitamin C, my zinc. And I have to admit, many of my friends that vaccinated, me included, were like, whew, it's like ripping off the bra. I'm going out there. I'm partying. And so a lot of us who were vaccinated, we didn't necessarily try and be careful. There was all this oppression about, well, if you don't get vaccinated, you know, then you can't go to school, or you can't work, or you can't have a job, or you can't visit your loved one in the hospital, that when you got the vaccine, you felt like you had this freedom, and maybe we were over free. And those who are like, look, you know, I'm really in tune with natural immunity. I studied up on it. I've been eating well. I've been following all the doctor's advice all these decades on how to have a strong immune system. I'm going to kind of stick with it because that's what we learned in school and that's what my doctor taught me, to eat well and stimulate your immune system. Maybe those people had stronger immune systems. It's a fascinating study. It is survey-based. So, you know, this is based on somebody saying, no, I was never in the hospital. But I doubt somebody would lie because that's really difficult to cover up if you were hospitalized for COVID. So I think overall you could trust the responses. But, you know, we've been grappling with what was the right move when it came to the vaccines. And some bozo decides to bring up mandates and completely screw up the whole public health campaign. And I, as a doctor, I wanted people to embrace the vaccines, not be scared of them, but also not be forced into it. And once we brought up the mandates, you had a huge divide. We had discrimination. We were firing people. I can't tell you how many of my black patients in Mississippi and Alabama lost their jobs or were kicked out of restaurants because other customers who were white and vaccinated got to sit down and come in, and they couldn't. I mean, the whole landscape of what we ended up doing under the guise of, well, you know, you needed to be vaccinated, almost looked like it was 1963 again. And I don't understand how the government could let that happen. And so when you start to hear that many unvaccinated people never ended up hospitalized, what that means to me is we need to calm down. All right, we need to stop with the, you know, finger pointing and the discriminating and the firing and all that. And we need to look at their immunity. What did those people do right? Because what I'm seeing in the 12 states that I'm licensed in are people who have been vaccinated and boosted are now coming down with COVID. And this COVID, that wave that's going around, is really kicking people's butts. So if there are people that are getting mild COVID and they're not hospitalized and they weren't vaccinated, don't you want to very friendlyly ask them, hey guys, what are you doing? What are you eating for breakfast? What are you eating for lunch? How much exercise are you doing? How much sleep are you doing? All we had the past year and a half was vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. Don't even talk to us about natural immunity. Doctors being censured for bringing up natural immunity, and it was all shutting everybody up. And if we have in multiple countries people saying, look, we were able to stay out of the hospital, don't you think that information could be pretty valuable right now? We have a vaccine that I believe does help keep people out of the hospital, but it is a very old, obsolete virus that it is protecting us from. It's a three-year-old virus. And while we're waiting for the new virus, people are very frustrated that they're dealing with COVID right now. And they have the sore throat, and they have the headache, and they have the body aches, and they have the cough, and they have the difficulty breathing. And they feel like crap right now. And they did the vaccines, they did the boosters, they wore the masks, they did everything they thought. So seeing a study like this, where people unvaccinated are like, I didn't do that bad throughout the pandemic. All right, you know, maybe we all need to take a step back, and somebody's going to have to eat some crow saying we're really sorry about the mandates. Somebody really, really better apologize for that one because I'm pissed off. But go back and look and go, okay, so guys, who did what was right and what was wrong? Now, mind you, an ivermectin study just came out, I think out of Vanderbilt, saying, look, at most it might have diminished a day of the illness, didn't necessarily prevent hospitalization or death. Okay, interesting study, and I think the University of Minnesota, I think there's supposed to be another study coming out. But many people swore that their ivermectin, their hydroxychloroquine, their zinc, their quercetin, their vitamin C, their hot baths, their lavender baths, whatever they did worked. Maybe they're wrong. Maybe they just had a fantastic immunity. But I want to know, what did these people have? What was so fantastic about their immunity, and how can we replicate that? Because right now, the biggest tool we have is the vaccine. And the vaccine is not keeping people from getting this latest COVID. All right? That might be keeping them out of the hospital. So what did these super immune people have? Let's look at it and quit discriminating and demeaning them. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So my question to you all is, should teachers be allowed to conceal carry or to be able to be armed when they are teaching our students? Should our teachers be armed? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. L-I. I saw that meme the other day, which is the same meme we saw years ago, where you saw a teacher's gun, like a Glock or a Beretta, and then a librarian's gun has a silencer on it. Because your librarian's always, shh. All right. But jokes aside, it's a very serious topic. And should our teachers be allowed to carry a weapon to protect the students, assuming there's been training? So, in Ohio, Governor Micah DeWine has signed legislation that will allow teachers to carry firearms in the classroom. House Bill 99 grants local boards of education authority to decide whether to allow their teachers and school workers to carry firearms. They said whether the bill establishes a quantitative legal minimum has been disputed. However, it says local school boards must require up to 24 hours of training from teachers before they could carry. Boards could choose to mandate more, but it's not required. Now, prior law, coupled with recent state Supreme Court ruling, required teachers to complete 700 hours of training before carrying, effectively forbidding the practice, because 700 hours is a lot. The new law takes effect 90 days from Monday and minimizes the hours down to 24. According to Governor DeWine, he said this is a local choice, not mandated by the legislator or the government. Each school board will determine what is best for their students, their staff, and their community. So again, if the teacher doesn't want to carry a weapon, they don't have to carry a weapon. But if a teacher wants to carry a weapon because they don't want to have to use their body as a shield to save kids' lives during shooting, teacher gets the opportunity to carry a weapon. So you guys know my bias, right? I mean, I having trained in guns and being very comfortable with it, I think anybody who has the training, who qualifies and passes the background check, who doesn't have prior, severe mental disorder or mental illness or issues of violence, if they go through the training, And they know how to use a gun, they know how to clean a gun, they know how to store a gun, and they do everything they're supposed to, as we learn with our CCW, then I think if a teacher wants to be able to be protected and to protect their students, they should be able to. One thing that we saw with Sandy Hook, or we saw with Uvalde, is all these teachers had at their disposal was their torso. All they could do to save those kids' lives is throwing their chest in between the bullet and the kid. That's unfair. And if these schools are not going to have enough police officers or enough guards or enough ways to harden the school, then it is really going to be up to whoever is in charge of that classroom to protect those students. And if there's not enough, bulletproof sort of tables and backpacks and covers and things like that and all these ballistic sort of protections within a classroom, it's really going to take a teacher to be able to neutralize the threat. And I know a lot of you guys are looking at all this going, okay, I don't get it, Dahlia. Why would teachers have to, carry guns? Why would it be up? Why are people even bringing that up based on what we just saw with the Uvalde shooting? Because for those people that saw what happened, all right, especially for those of us trained in guns, there were multiple opportunities to stop the shooter. But if no one was allowed to have a gun on campus, the shooter just kept going. And so I'm very frustrated because if one of those teachers was like, he was walking down the hall, I could have taken him out. And when you're trained, you feel like I could have done something. So, and also sometimes it's just the thwarting of it. One of the teachers, when she was begging for the students' lives and the shooter, Salvador Ramos, comes in and he says goodnight, she could have just easily just drawn and just, even maybe to just stop him for a second. Now, I told you guys what happened in Oregon. There was a mall shooting. This was years ago. And there was a off-duty police officer that ended up just, hiding behind a column. And he made sure that the suspect saw him. And he had the gun pointed to him. He just sat there quietly. Like, I'm going to take it down. And then the suspect you know, he saw that he was already going to be done for, so he turns the gun on himself, shoots himself, and the shooting stops there. Sometimes seeing that somebody else has a weapon will stop you. But we have, we have these schools that are very vulnerable. There's not enough guards. Even if you have one guard, these schools are big. How can the one guard get there in time? And I don't know if any of you understand, you know, these magazines and the capacities. I mean, bullets are spraying. So much could be done in 1 minute or 2 minutes or 15 minutes that it has to take whoever is the closest one there to jump in. So for Ohio to make this move, it's huge. House sponsor Representative Thomas Hall, Republican Madison Township, drew a direct link from Uvalde while co-opting a slogan that emerged from the 2019 mass shooting in Dayton. He said, after the horrific event that transpired in Uvalde, Texas, constituents and even many lawmakers were advocating for to quote unquote do something. I'm proud to be a part of this moment and in fact doing something that will without a doubt protect students and staff. Now, Texas is one of 18 other states with a law allowing for armed teachers, but few Texas educators have adopted the practice. The Ohio bill passed largely along party lines. Representative Gail Manning in the House and Senators Matt Dolan and Stephanie Coons were the only Republicans to vote with the Democrats against it. So, you know, I know people are frustrated because they want to go the opposite direction. They want to do less guns. They're like, well, let's fewer guns. Let's have, you know, less weapons out there. The problem is there are, to me, people have them. People are in possession of them. And somebody who really wants to kill somebody, I think, is going to do it no matter what they have. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, we could, whatever the government wants to do and, you know, whatever both sides want to come up with in terms of gun legislation is a whole different subject. This subject is completely exclusive of that in terms of what do teachers do when they are faced with a threat. I mean, in my neck of the woods, I think we had a teacher that was raped. We have teachers assaulted all the time. Now, I'm not saying they have to shoot somebody every time they're assaulted, but our teachers are always under assault. And, you know, back in the Wild West, most of us carried some sort of a weapon, would have a knife on us, would have a gun on us. Nowadays, all we have on us is our cell phone. Why don't we have anything to protect ourselves? Why are people being attacked? Why are teachers being attacked? Why are kids being attacked? Well, because we have all these gun laws. So these gun laws prevent people from defending themselves and making them sitting ducks. So my question to you all is, should teachers have the ability to arm up? 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, the article brought up an interesting point. They said, you know, in Texas, most laws do allow teachers to arm if they want to. So why aren't they? You know, is it that, you know, many teachers feel that, you know, they're not comfortable? Is it that we have such a lack of comfort with guns? You know, is it that they feel that their students can take hold of it? Is it because it's, they feel like they'll lose it? They feel like they'll become a victim? It's interesting. We need to look at this more, but that's what happened in Ohio. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.